Hello everyone. I named my message for tonight, From Rags to Riches. There's a verse in Genesis 49:22. It says, Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. This verse carries the deepest essence of a life. There are three words that make up this verse: the word bow, the word wall, and the word well. It describes Joseph as a fruitful bow. A bow is a vine, and a vine represents a life. Israel was symbolized by a vine, and so are we. Therefore, every life does have its wall, every life should have its well, and every life must have its wine. A vine needs water to spread and grow and become fruitful. It can climb over walls when well watered and well pruned. A vine is expected to bring forth fruit. The ultimate fruit of a vine is grapes, and the ultimate fruit of grapes is wine. Wine is the result of fruit bearing. The wine could be a good wine or it could be a bad wine, depending on the existence of a well. The well is Jesus Christ, and He alone can make a difference in a life. The verse describes the existence of a wall, a well, and wine. The wall represents all our sorrowful days of illness, financial needs, difficulties, trouble, work problems, personal conflicts, health issues, marital problems, family problems, and disappointments. Life is disappointing, and we expect so much of it, but everything fails us. We bargain for so much, but many times we come out empty. As we grow older and wiser and closer to the Lord, we learn and realize that nothing meets our needs or our expectations except the Lord. All our problems are like walls that we need to climb over and overcome. In Psalms 18:29, it says, For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. People in the world do not come well off at the end of their life, but Christians do. Because in a Christian life, there is the well. We must climb our walls, or else we will live stunted lives. The bough cannot climb its walls without the existence of a well. The bough by itself is poor, weak, and helpless. It resembles a rag. The rag cannot be transformed to riches without the well. From rags to riches, it must go. As a bow, we must climb our walls. As a bow, we need our well. As a bow, we must be transformed from rags to riches. The riches of the bow develop by the assistance of the well. Its excellent fruit produces the wine. We must bear good fruit for the Lord as we continually seek help from our Christ. Our Christ, who has all the solutions to our problems, must be our sole aid in life. We must therefore cling to Him at every turn of our journey. Our difficulties are but God's challenges, and He will assist us and train us to climb over our walls and overcome them. We are connected with Christ, who will spring to us many resources to meet our difficulties. Our Lord is a complete resource of help. He provides us with strength, wisdom, patience, and endurance. Why was Joseph, according to the verse, why was Joseph a fruitful bough? Because of the source of the well that resulted in producing the wine of his character. What was Joseph's fruit built on? His character. He endured his brother's betrayal. He scored high on morality. In Psalms 105:18-19, it says he suffered silently as his soul was laid in iron. He did not return evil for evil to his brothers, but returned good for evil. He kept himself undefiled. He bore much fruit for his God. Why? Because he was connected to his God, and his God rewarded him in a mighty way. Are you climbing your wall? Are you connected to the well? Are you producing good fruits for Christ? Are your fruits exhibiting character change, as in the 9 fruits of the Spirit? Remember, no matter how bad life is, we need the help of the Lord to transform our lives from rags to riches by the divine support of the well. My ending poem is this. Soon the conflict shall be done. Soon the battle shall be won. Soon shall wave the victor's palm. Soon shall sing the eternal psalm. Then our joyful song shall be, My Lord, I have overcome through thee. Amen.